Norwegian Cruise Line has announced that it has further suspended sailings through June 1st. The line will be offering a full refund to the original form of payment to those that are booked on the now canceled cruises, which should be processed within the next 30 days. Those who are booked with a future cruise credit will have their credit reapplied to their account within 7 days. And Carnival Cruise Line has written a letter to guests offering options for those booked on a cruise that sails between now and July 31st. Guests can keep their reservation and receive a $100 onboard credit per cabin if the cruise does take place. However, if the cruise is canceled, they will receive a future cruise credit and an onboard credit for the next voyage. The second option is to cancel themselves before March 31st. In this case, the guests will receive a full refund. And the third, unmentioned option is to rebook for a future date where fees and penalties will be waived, but should that original cruise sail, no additional credit will be given. I hope you got that because that was a lot to read. To be clear, Carnival Cruise Line has not canceled any additional sailings for now, rather just giving guests additional options. And finally, as part of the initiative called Shipload of Love, Virgin Voyages has announced it's giving away 1,000 cruises on Scarlet Lady. The line says the program is to pay tribute to those who have impacted our lives in a meaningful way. If you'd like to nominate someone, make a short video explaining who they are and why and upload it to the Shipload of Love website. Submissions will be accepted through March 16th. The website is shiploadoflove.com. And cruise line stocks closed in the green on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 9% to 22.49, Royal up 10%, 74.12, and Norwegian up 7% to 25.19. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.